After John's arrest, Jesus appeared in Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The reign of God is at hand. Reform your lives and believe in the good news. Then in the city of Capernaum, Jesus entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and began to teach. The people were spellbound by his teaching, because he taught with authority and not like the scribes. There appeared in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit that shrieked, "What do you want of us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him sharply, "Be quiet, come out of the man." At that, the unclean spirit convulsed the man violently, and with a loud shriek came out of him. All who looked on were amazed. They began to ask one another, "What does this mean? A completely new teaching in a spirit of authority. He gives orders to unclean spirits and they obey." From that point on, his reputation spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. The writer of Mark's Gospel bends over backwards to let us know that Jesus' word effects what it says. Jesus not only speaks with authority, but he acts with power. The writer wants us to be as amazed now at what Jesus says and does as were the crowds then present. All along in his gospel, this writer wants us to question our own faith convictions about Jesus. I think most of the spiritual life is really a matter of relaxing, letting go, ceasing to cling, ceasing to insist on our own way, ceasing to tense ourselves up, tense ourselves for this, or tense ourselves against that. When I first read these words penned by philosopher and spiritual writer Beatrice Bruteau, they hit home like a smack on the head. How much of our life we do spend, as she says, tensing ourselves for something or against something, working ourselves into a dither. And we are not our best selves when our stomach is in knots and our hearts bogged down in worry, the worry of effort or concern about results. Such living causes us to lose our focus. We become the focus rather than God. With Mark, we might ask ourselves, just what is my belief in Jesus, in his power in my life? Does my life reveal a deep belief in the incarnation, Emmanuel, God with us, and with us all the time? Do I trust God enough to empty myself, to move beyond my fear, to let go of my own agenda, to open myself to whatever comes in my day, trusting that God will be there in the midst of it all? And am I ready for surprises? Am I ready to be amazed? God is way beyond our imagination or our expectations, because our expectations are small and they are much too narrow. God loves us too much to allow us to be confined by them. Get ready to be amazed, says the gospel writer, every day. In his latest encyclical on Christian hope, Spe Salve, Pope Benedict declares that Christian hope must be performative, changing lives in the here and now. We who have always lived with the Christian concept of God and have grown accustomed to it have almost ceased to notice that we possess the hope that ensues from a real encounter with this God. That hope is a gift of the Spirit, and it is ours daily. And that hope is not in something we think we can do, but in God, who is making something good out of it all in some way we cannot see. Let go. Relax into God. Get ready to be amazed.